Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this third episode of Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And today I wanted to talk about another article that was sent to me over Facebook by a patient. And the title of the article was Why 70% of Kids Quit Sports by the Age of 13. And if you want to look back, it was in the June 1st edition of the Washington Post. And I did see a lot online, a lot of people talking about this. And this is a pretty passionate issue for me. It's something that I wrote about in the Poughkeepsie Journal. I think it was something that came out sometime around the end of last September. And I was focusing on it from a perspective of injuries and how we're starting to see a lot more overuse injuries in younger kids playing sports, and that for a lot of kids that's resulting in dropping out of sports and getting rid of the activity. The author tends to focus on something a little bit different, something I didn't quite think of at the time, and I think it's worth talking about and worth bringing into the discussion. And hopefully by having this podcast and talking about it, we can create some online dialogue and get some people talking about this. The author talks about a couple of things, and one is that a lot of these kids are dropping out because they're not finding the sport fun. And I think you can look at a bunch of different resources, and it's amazing to me how many kids at a really young age will raise their hand when asked if they have some sort of pain throughout most of their day. And a lot of them are pretty quick to blame whatever sport or activity they're playing with for that pain. And so I'm not shocked that they're not finding these sports fun if they're finding that they're in a lot of pain. The thing is that when we start seeing these kids drop out of sports at such a young age, the author focuses on the age of 13 years old, I think you start to lose a lot of other things outside of physical activity. And I think we focus a lot on, you know, needing the physical activity, which is really important. But a couple things the author brings up is through these organized sports, kids learn to deal with consequences of their actions. They learn to deal with defeat. They also learn to work as a team and achieve a goal with a bunch of friends. And I think that's a unique thing that you can get out of sports, and it's hard to replicate that outside of sports. The other thing that we start to see kids gain from organized sports is the time management skills. And I know personally, being involved in sports as a young kid really pounded that idea home to me, because if I didn't come home and get my homework done and get things done in a certain order and make sure I had everything done, then I had practice. There wasn't always a later to get it done. You could only procrastinate so much. And I think as you start seeing kids dropping out of sports at such a young age, 13 would be sixth, seventh grade for most kids, then they're, you know, starting to really need to develop those time management skills to carry over into high school and college. And I think that's a big loss of getting these kids dropping out of sports at such a young age. And one of the things the author really blames for this in the article in the Post, and something that I had talked about in my article in the Poughkeepsie Journal in September, was this idea of kids being forced to specialize in sports early on. And I think that's a really big problem that we're seeing in society. I think people are getting kids to be a one sport athlete way too soon. And this brings back to that point of pain that kids are feeling and developing. And you get, you know, you can really grow a lot as an athlete by varying the activities that you're doing. And that prevents the need for specialization and training for your sport. You know, it used to be that if you played soccer in the fall and basketball in the winter, your training for basketball was your soccer season. And maybe in the spring you ran track or cross country, or maybe, you know, played baseball or something like that. Well, then you were training for that through whatever sport you were playing in the winter. Now we start to see a lot more kids saying at age 9, 10, I'm a soccer player, I'm a baseball player, I'm a runner, and they drop out of all these other sports. And you can go back and you could talk to high-level coaches, you can talk to high-level athletes, and they will almost all of them credit their diversification in different sports as a young athlete for the skills that they have currently in their sport. And also, how many of those, you know, pitchers who played basketball or basketball players who played soccer or anything you could name and come up with, how many of them avoided an overuse injury or an inefficiency in their movement patterns by training in another sport and doing something else that just made them a better all-around athlete? And that's what I think we really need to start to shift the focus on, is to developing young, active people and young athletes, and getting away from the idea of I'm a soccer player, and keeping kids from moving, you know, so early into specializing in one sport, because I think they really miss out from a growth and development standpoint. And I think we're going to really start to see that in the future as we, you know, look forward, that this doesn't make great athletes, and that you start to see problems developing in kids. I mean, you look at the rate of young kids having Tommy John or elbow surgery, and it's astounding. This was something that was only done to major league players only a few years ago. And now I'm getting high school kids, even one eighth grader, coming into the clinic following a Tommy John surgery. It's just not a surgery they should need. They should never be put into that position. The other thing I think that happens when kids start getting out of these organized sports is that now there's a lot fewer pickup games. You see a lot less kids going into the yard and playing a sport on their own, or, you know, choosing sides and making a team. And I think there's probably a million and one different reasons we can blame on that. I think maybe kids have more homework. I think the video game, phone, computer culture probably plays a role in that. I also think, you know, somewhat, you know, you used to be able to go out in the street and organize a game, and you can't really do that anymore. Cars flying around, that would not be a good idea. And so I think really these organized sports are how kids get their activity. And so you lose that. One other factor that the author in the piece in the Washington Post talked about was that a lot of youth sports are really geared with this high focus on winning and competition. And one thing we might need to look to is maybe we need to make sure that we're keeping these recreational opportunities for kids who want to be active outdoors or indoors doing a sport, but they know they're not the best basketball player, baseball player, soccer player, whatever it may be, and they want to be involved in it. And I think right now we're on this trend of really, you know, choosing teams, picking kids, really wanting to win. And we might be taking opportunities away from these kids. They might not want to be dropping out of sports, but they might be dropping out because they feel like they're not good enough to continue. And for those kids, we need to make sure we maintain a place for them to play and be active and do these things so that they can continue to develop. I think that over time, we're going to start to see that be very missed, because again, those kids are going to learn the same life lessons in those recreational games. They're going to understand the idea of what, you know, working as a team, everybody getting along. And I know maybe years ago there was this move towards everybody's a winner, everybody gets a trophy, and there was a lot of argument and disagreement about whether that was a good thing. And I think now we might be going too far in the other direction is you look at some of these travel teams and these various different high levels of competition. A lot of kids feel like if they're not involved in one of those teams, there's really no place in their sport for them. And I think that's another way that we need to look at and think, something that we need to think about and talk about. So I hope that this helps everybody start a conversation. I'm going to put a link to that Washington Post article in the notes about today's show. You can find that up on our website at feldmanphysicaltherapy.com. And as always, really appreciate jumping onto Facebook and leaving us some reviews, letting us know what you think of the podcast, maybe leaving some suggestions for ideas you'd like us to talk about on future episodes, people you'd like us to interview. And if you can go over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review, that would also really help us out. So thank you very much. That's all for today's episode. I'm Justin Feldman with Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and this is Fitness with Feldman. Thank you.